Did you watch it? I mean, of course, last night's debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. It was a debate that CNN's Jake Tapper described as, quote, a hot mess inside a dumpster fire inside a train wreck, end quote. The president consistently interrupted his opponent and Chris Wallace, the moderator, throughout the night, leading to a number of exchanges that sounded like this.
We want to talk about families and ethics. I don't want to do that. I mean, his family, we could talk about all night. His family's
my family lost a fortune by coming down and helping us with government.
Ahead, and that's such
every single one of them lost
this is not about my family or his family. It's about your family.
So did you watch last night? And if you did, what did you think? How are you feeling about it today? And if you didn't watch, why not? Call us at 1-800-423-8255 to join the conversation. You know that's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also tweet us at Radio Boston. Here to help us make a sense of what happened last night is Tito Jackson. He's a former Boston City Councilor and now CEO of Verdant Medical, which is a cannabis company. Tito, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Nice to be with you, Tiziana.
And also with us is Richard Tessay, former Republican leader of the Massachusetts State Senate. Richard, welcome back to you as well.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Richard, I'll start with you. I'm going to ask you each the same first question. So, Richard, what in your mind is the headline from last night's debate?
I think most people just feel bad for the country in general. I don't think you can really call either one of them a winner. And I think that, you know, the country lost out because, I mean, it certainly wasn't a Lincoln-Douglas debate. And, you know, I don't think either candidate really made themselves look good, you know, in front of the voters. And there wasn't really a good exchange of ideas. And there really wasn't a lot of talk of, like, what each one wants to do for the future. It just devolved into something that was really painful.
Tito, how about you? In your mind, what is the headline from last night's debate?
Well, stand back and stand by. President Trump sides with racist white supremacists and has a call to action to Proud Boys. This is historically, in modern times, having a president step forward and connect with. And I don't believe this is dog whistle. This is like more like bullhorn or foghorn to racist white supremacists. Yes, it was a disaster. Yes, it was a train wreck. But Donald Trump was driving the train and went.
Ooh, did we lose Tito there? Tito, do I still have you? Okay,
you
when
still
we
have
get
me.
Tito's.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
You,
so
you
Tito,
me. Sorry about that.
Jennifer Jacobs of Bloomberg tweeted just less than half an hour ago that President Trump has clarified his remarks, has said, quote, they have to stand down and let law enforcement do their work. I don't know who the Proud Boys are. Does that change your sense of what last night's headline is at all?
If a president can't step forward and let white supremacists know that it's wrong, if a president can't step forward and not give a false equivalence to the KKK and Antifa, KKK, which has been around since right after the Civil War, killing and burning black folk, that speaks a lot to who the president of the United States is now. And I would just say this is a tale of a liar versus a tale of a leader.
Richard, any reactions to that?
Yikes. That's kind of harsh. You know, I heard the president say sure, answer that question by saying sure a couple of times. And, you know, he wasn't articulate. He did miss an opportunity because he should have just, you know, come out and say I disavow white supremacy, any white supremacist group. But, he pivoted pretty quick to Antifa. And I kind of think from the other side of the angle, you know, to hear Joe Biden come out and say that Antifa isn't a real organization. It's just, you know, a bunch of ideas as opposed to, you know, organized movement that's taking place and, you know, in spewing violence in cities around the country was kind of breathtaking from the other perspective. And, you know, I think the format of the debate, both of those topics, or both sides of the coin there, really should have had more in-depth thoughtful discussion, so voters could know what each, you know, candidate was actually saying, instead of it being done in the heat of the moment, you know, with insults being hurled back and forth.
Tito, I know you want to jump in there. Let me just play that sound from last night. Here we go.
Almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. You want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right wing. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right wing.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left.
So, Tito, I know you had one more thing you wanted to say there, and then I'm going to go to some calls.
Well, I'd also like to let folks know that there's room in the Democratic Party if you want to come over, because this is probably be a good time. That's a thought out mindset that the president has to play footsie with white supremacists. And to continue, Richard, we're going to have to disagree with here, is that this is an absolute false equivalence. You do not see folks from Antifa walking around with AR-15s. They're not walking into state houses across the nation. And so it continues to be a false equivalence.
Let me jump in there with both of you. Let me jump in there with both of you, because according to the AP, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, told lawmakers on Thursday that Antifa is an ideology but not an organization. I think that's where the distinction that Biden was making the article was written September 17th, so it was the previous Thursday. I think that's the basis for Biden's comments. And I know there's more heat from the two of you on this, but we invited callers in, and I do want to get some of them in as well. I'm going to go to the phones here for a second. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Let's grab Nick from Jamaica Plain.
Hi, Tiziana. Thank you so much for taking my call. As a voter, last night was absolutely appalling. And I think what really struck me is that we know Donald Trump is a bully. We know that he is going to use aggressive tactics in debates. He did not barely at all let Joe Biden speak in any way. And I think it's time for Joe Biden, though. I was disappointed in his performance because he didn't actually get at all aggressive back. He needs to make a strong stance for the American people. He kept redirecting to the camera. And I feel like, you know, the American people want to see, and his voters in particular, want to see someone that is going to work hard for change and to stand up to the bully that we've been dealing with for 4 years. And it was disappointing to see him not do that.
Thanks for that, Nick. And so, Tito and Richard, I'll come back to you on that. I'll give you a chance to react to Nick. And then let's pick back up on the question of race and policing, which were juxtaposed during the debate last night. But let me give you a chance to react to Nick there. Richard.
Well, I think, you know, Trump definitely was, you know, very aggressive, and he was trying to badger Biden and to try to get him to make a mistake. And, you know, it's not how I would have done it, and I think he probably hurt himself. But I think on the other hand, you know, Biden wasn't very presidential either. I mean, he called the president a racist, a clown, a liar, told him to shut up. So, you know, if he was trying to act, you know, more presidential, I don't know that he necessarily accomplished that. And I think both of them come off looking bad. And I think, you know, ultimately, I think a lot in the election depends upon, you know, your base sticking with you. And I think Biden did make a couple of mistakes. I mean, he disavowed the Green New Deal. He pretty much said that, you know, he didn't support universal health care or a government option. You know, there were a number of things that he didn't support defunding the police. So if you're, you know, AOC or you're Bernie Sanders and you're part of the progressive wing of the party, all the main things that you support, you had Joe Biden last night saying that he doesn't support him. So
Richard,
I wonder how that's going to affect turnout. You know,
let me jump in there and play some sound there. This is Joe Biden talking about I can't remember. I think it came up in the context of the socialized medicine comment you just made, Richard. This is him talking about the fact that he is the Democratic Party. Here we go.
They can. They do. They will under my proposal.
It's not what you've said, but, and it's not what your party has said.
That is simply
your party
a lie.
Doesn't say it. Your party wants to go socialist medicine.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am and the Democratic Party.
And they're going to dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the Democratic Party is what I, in fact, approved of. What I approved of.
So, Tito Jackson, we know that Joe Biden has said from the beginning that, single-payer health care is not what he is going for. We know that, in fact, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted about the Green New Deal question and talked about the fact that she is working with Biden on his green agenda. He did say he did get asked a question about the Green New Deal last night and said that he was not signed on to that bill. I want to put those comments there together with Nick the caller. How did you feel when you heard Joe Biden say, "I am the Democratic Party"?
Listen, at this point, I believe issues, first off, we need to acknowledge that the Green New Deal was a resolution, and there's some good ideas in there. This 34 days before the election, it's actually going to really be about not Biden's stumbles, and he had some stumbles, but really as Democrats coming together to make sure that we win this thing. I think it's absolutely critical that we think about what's happening here, which is Trump is running a voter suppression campaign writ large. This negative, nasty tonality is put forward to turn people off, injecting the United States Post Office with saying that the mail's not going to get there, as well as saying that ballots are not going to get counted correctly. All of those things are really there to run a negative voter suppression campaign. The ideals writ large are there from Biden. And yes, he has to be the candidate of the Democrats. And we support him based on that. So I think that's he did a fine job yesterday. He knew that it was going to be someone who is an absolute bully. And then Tiziana, you're doing a much better job in terms of the moderation between Richard and I. And we're not the same as these two, but I think you're doing a much better job. And I vote for you for next time.
Thank you. I would not take that job, Tito. Not in a heartbeat would I take that job. Let me just quickly go to the phones on a couple.
It is kind of hard, though, to tell. I mean, you know, he came out specifically and said he was against the Green New Deal. He said he has his own plan. He said he was against defunding the police, which most progressives are in favor of defunding the police. He said he was against universal health care. And I know that that's a main tenet right now of the progressive wing of the party. And then when he was asked about court packing, he wouldn't give an answer either way, even though most of the leading members of the progressive movement are calling on him to, you know, are the ones who are saying that we should pack the courts. So if you're a progressive Democrat and you're looking at Joe Biden, you got to be wondering, you know, is it his Democratic Party or is it the one, you know, or is it AOC's and the one that's there? So I do think that Trump may have succeeded a little. Maybe not on the surface, but, you know, in raising those questions.
I just want to go back to the phones for a minute. 800-423-8255. We've got Carrie on the line from Belmont. Carrie, go ahead. Carrie, do we still have you?
Can you hear me?
Okay, let's go. Yes, Carrie, go ahead.
Okay, I think there should be two headlines. I agree that the first one should be that the president refused to disavow white supremacists. But the second headline should be that a kindergarten teacher should be the next debate moderator and that President Trump needs a timeout.
His behavior for that, Carrie.
His behavior was sick.
Oh, I think we lost Carrie there. Thank you for the note, though, Carrie. And I did see a lot of tweeting last night with that kindergarten Zoom call comparison. Let's pick up Sarah in Worcester as well. Sarah.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Wonderful. I just wanted to comment on the format of the debate. I personally could not tolerate sitting through very much of the debate last night with two candidates yelling at one another and throwing insults at one another. And I don't know how we as voters can affect any change with this formatting, but it just feels as though we deserve to hear from both of our candidates on where they stand on policy, you know, how they view things, their plans. And this is not productive, what we saw last night. And I personally cannot tolerate going through this two more times. And I think we deserve better.
Thanks for that, Sarah. And so I'm going to ask Tito and Richard, I'm going to ask you each the same question again. And I'll start with you this time, Tito. And I'll ask you about Biden. What was one thing you wanted to hear from Joe Biden last night that either because of format or by choice, you did not hear?
No, I think I wanted to hear more about Biden relative to police reform efforts. I do believe, you know, seeing what has happened across this country with a number of, in particular, black women as well as men who have been harmed by police. I think he could have done a better job actually with his own record on these issues. So I wish that had come out. And I think he began to do a really good job around speaking about the COVID-19 crisis and the plans that he had for that. He was interrupted at that point by the president, who, instead of wanting to deal with the 200,000 Americans who have died, he wanted to bring up Biden's actual college record, which is, you know, ridiculous. So that is one of the things that I wanted to hear. But overarching, I believe that Biden actually did a fine job. There are folks who would want him to mix it up. This president desecrates the presidency as a whole on a regular basis in the manner in which he mixes it up. And so I believe that Biden did a fine job yesterday.
And Richard, to say either again, by format or by choice, what was one thing you wanted to hear from Donald Trump last night that you did not hear?
I think Trump has a pretty good record on the economy. And I don't think that, again, I agree with your caller who said that the format really stunk, because I think that both candidates, I was looking to hear more policy from both of them. I think Trump was more specific than Biden. Biden, I don't think, really went through a lot of his policy points, but I think Trump could have done a lot better. And I think in the first question about the Supreme Court, he had a great opportunity to explain, you know, what his view of the court is. Should it be a super legislator body, or should it be, you know, a group that decides what the law actually says? And I mean, the first question sat at a downward trend. So I don't think either candidate really got a chance to explain themselves.
All right. And so last question to both of you. Do you think we're going to see the same kind of thing in the vice presidential debate next week, or are you expecting a different approach or a different tone? Richard, I'll go to you and then Tito.
I think personality-wise, both Pence and Harris are more low-key. So you might get more of a policy-driven debate with the two of them. I don't think either one of them are going to be yelling back and forth. And I think that they'll probably both look at what just happened last night and say, we can do this, you know, in a better way.
Tito, how about you?
Pence is in for, I think he's going to get his butt whooped. I believe that Kamala has the chops to make it happen. I think she actually even showed in the primary that she can get it done and land some substantial points early on. And I look forward to that. But I also do believe that it will not devolve into what actually happened at this level. And this is about the future of the United States of America, and we need to take all of these things serious, and we need to have a serious leader and as well as a serious vice president. And I look forward to Kamala doing her thing.
All right. Tito Jackson, former Boston City Councilor, now CEO of Verdant Medical. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Richard Tessay, former Republican leader of the Massachusetts State Senate. Thanks to you, too.
Sure.